guys! This is your host, Miranda, of the Life Sucks podcast. Just wanted to remind you that, as always, copyright licensing information can be found in the episode notes, as well as any content or trigger warnings. And of course, I wanted to thank you for listening in, be it your first time or you are an avid listener. And to let you know that we are available to subscribe pretty much anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And we stream exclusively from anchor.fm. I am on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Tumblr as Miranda Gilestorm, M. Gilestorm in some inversion of that. So find me, follow me, like, subscribe, you know, do your thing. And again, thank you for listening, and on behalf of our whole Life Sucks podcast crew, I hope that you enjoy this podcast.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Life Sucks podcast.
Oh my gosh.
We have returned.
It's been a while.
It has. Yeah. It's been months, literally.
I was still just a guest at that point.
You were still just a guest, and now you're like a full-fledged member.
You'll edit this one, right?
We'll see. I gave up on editing the last one.
What happened?
I don't know.
Just muting the chair.
Beware, there's like, there's like a ledge. There's
Before
like a
we
ledge.
Continue.
I'm just trying to scoot in.
You can't scoot like past a certain point at this table because there's
no,
like a ledge.
No, I can't scoot. It's just the chair.
She
on the
she's
floor,
just not
like,
picking it up. She's
literally
just
the next time you get soup, I'm gonna get you a snorkel.
What?
So you don't fall in. You don't fall in and drown anyway.
Why is there a snorkel in my Panera bread?
I'll get you some floaties too.
Okay, anyways, I am Miranda, your host, and we have almost a whole crew with us today. We have Josh, who is bald now.
Wow.
Way to call him out.
Why
not
call
bald.
Me out on every
no,
podcast?
He got a buzz cut.
He bald.
Yeah, buzz.
Follow him
I
on...
I ain't gonna see
follow
me, why
him,
you gotta tell him?
Follow him on YouTube and you will see it anyways.
Okay, that's fine.
We have Dakota, who is now
like
a full-fledged member.
What's up?
Riley has joined us. She is not dying. TJ is here.
Hello.
And we have a new prospect. Jesse has joined us today.
Hi.
Hi, Jesse.
She's like, oh God.
So yes, we thought that an apt choice of topic today would be why we went MIA.
We've been
okay.
busy.
Have we done a podcast since I got out of the hospital?
Yes.
Yes. But then I went back in, right?
You went back in after
like
the
three times after that.
The
no,
last time
no,
we did a
was,
podcast was right before I went to Missouri.
So yeah, it was
yeah.
It was between your second and third hospitalizations.
Okay.
Ooh, a lot's happened.
So like it was better and then I died again.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it was between your second and third hospitalization, so not the worst one, but before the last one.
And it all sucks.
So
oh,
yeah.
Fitting.
Can 2020 like be no hospitals? Like,
so like I like to say that while we don't talk about 2018, 2019 was our it was our rehab year, where
yeah.
like we were not good.
We're
but,
no longer crackhead Lindsay Lohan.
But
like,
we're not there yet.
We have some of our hair.
Hey, I've lost a lot of hair since the hospital, so there's that.
Yeah, a lot of things have changed.
I've lost a lot of hair since you were in the hospital, too.
True.
You've lost a lot of hair since last week.
Since
night. Like 2 days ago.
Since like last night?
Was that last night?
No,
that was 2 nights ago.
That was 2 nights ago.
Because yesterday... I didn't, like, okay, so, like,
literally
I haven't slept.
No, I didn't come over last night. No, that was Thursday.
Okay.
I wasn't over last night.
Don't do that to me, because I haven't slept in over 24 hours.
That sounds like a personal problem.
I was super manic yesterday.
Dick. I haven't slept in 24 hours. That's a personal problem.
It's just, well, actually, sorry, technically, it's a mental health problem, but,
yeah.
You know.
Hey, we're missing something.
The cactus?
The cactus.
Because everybody can see it.
The cactus is blinding,
it's
so whoever you do. Oh my god, it's got one light. It's got one light
He's
left.
He's got a belly button. There you go.
Illuminati. There we go.
Oh my god.
It's just.
Please stop smacking. Oh, wait. There's
one. Oh, that one kind of turned on.
Stop it.
You killed all of them.
Stop it.
That one's like,
stop.
The levels are going to be
stop banging my cactus.
Oh, you turned off the one on the bottom.
Just whack it until it works.
Oh, my God.
Stop banging my cactus.
No, they're fixing it. Percussion therapy.
There's like one that's like just
I can't wait to
hear
this part of the
podcast.
Bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang. Percussion.
For reference, I have a cactus with LED lights in it. They are banging on it until the lights come on.
We're banging the cactus.
Put this in air quotes. They're fixing it.
Don't touch my shit, man.
I was concerned on what that was.
What's wrong with your... How is your plastic candle melted down?
I don't know how it happened.
Because your stupid fucking sign fell and it broke everything.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
this isn't a Jewish comedy.
It fell at 2 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Oh, that's right. You were sleeping here when that happened.
Yeah, scared the shit out of me.
Anyways, I don't know where we should start. That was a noise.
He's learning how to go.
And
super
here's
Saiyan,
Micah in the other room, yeeting things out of his bedroom.
How do you turn it on?
Oh my God!
Screw the top on?
Screw the top.
I'll
show you how to turn it on.
I don't remember how I did these ones. They might be dead.
Me too, man.
They're like slowly more coming on. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
that
on
one's
now.
The cactus
now.
Is lighting up. It's making them happy.
Oh, I want God. That one to turn.
Hi,
on.
Hi, Midna.
I'm afraid you're going to turn off the others.
You know, there's got to be some psychological, like, thing happening here where they feel some kind of sense of achievement and then it has some sort of positive reinforcement so they keep doing it.
It's a possibility.
I'm at the level of pretty lights at the moment. No need to get fancy.
Anyways, so where do we start? So Riley was hospitalized for almost, for, like, dying.
I'm not talking about it.
Josh doesn't want to talk about it. He had to go to Missouri. Oh my God.
And Josh is
dying.
Blowing vape through a candle holder.
He's beginning to look like a vape duck.
I'm beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
A lot like a vape duck.
Who are you?
Now he's a Litwick.
He's
a Litwick.
Litwick, you smog. Wait, no.
I don't think it works like that.
Fuck your vape pot.
Okay,
so Josh had to go to Missouri.
I'll briefly describe mine. I have radically changed my living situation.
His life.
Circumstances that I'll detail later, but just I'm going to be very careful with my words. But needless to say, a lot of things have changed, and my living situation has been thrown into that as well. Why do you keep putting shit on the table?
I know, there's just slowly more and more shit. Cody's gonna come out here and have an aneurysm.
Stop touching my shit,
can
man.
Can I have your black man?
No, that's my bookend! Leave it alone!
If you guys hear crashing books, you know what happened.
I needed the black man.
He must join the podcast.
Why don't you take the mint plant so we can all hear the leaves fall?
Fuck that mint plant, man. It brought mosquitoes in your house.
Hey, an egg is about to hatch.
Anyways, TJ's explaining his living situation and how things changed.
I'm a mama bird.
Not wrong.
I
thought you were a turtle.
No,
no,
he liked
turtles.
Turtles.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
I love TJ.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
TJ
well,
has the conch.
You really want me to explain it?
Go
you
ahead.
Have the floor.
All right. Okay, so to put it lightly, and to not give us a lot of detail because it's still a very personal situation to me, there have been some disagreements with people that that I love over choices that I've made in my life. Those have led up to some heated arguments and debates, and I just came to a point in my life where I just couldn't do it anymore. So thankfully, due to the generosity of both Cody and Brittany, they have opened up yet another spot in their house for me to stay in until Josh and Dakota and I can figure out a living situation that is more fitting than crashing in somebody's house. But
hey, you know what else is newer on this podcast?
What's that?
I don't mean to cut you off, but we can smell the litter box this time.
Yeah, it's great.
Right next to it. Man, just no. Man, I don't even want
it to. It used to be enclosed, and now it's not.
Well, it's a good
thing.
Sorry,
all I smell is pee.
I'm smelling memories.
I'm building a visual for the audience.
The audience will never be able to visualize what exactly is happening because the amount of shit that's happening in front of this table, no one can describe.
Oh, yeah. First person to comment, Pickle Weasel gets a case of Payday candy bars.
Oh, yeah.
If not a box, joking, but a case.
Yeah, no, this is true. We have a lot of Paydays here, and we cannot guarantee shipping and handling. You'll just have to come and pick them up at a non-discreet, neutral
Walmart parking lot.
You can give me $5 to handle it, though.
He doesn't guarantee
I will handle it
you.
Very nicely for you.
So are you talking about your meat sticks now, or are you talking about your meat bars?
Mad meat.
Beef stick.
It's in the beef.
Beef. It is a meat stick.
Beef. B-E-A-S. Beef.
Oh my god. Okay,
why?
So
that is
okay, so just for context, why Dakota is kind of freaking out a little bit. Ever since Dakota and I have come together today, him and I have been synchronizing each other's words and thoughts very well.
They're
and we have no idea
other,
why.
There's no secretly gay in this group.
First of all,
I'm
no.
blatantly bisexual, sorry.
Same
and
though.
I'm blatantly straight, so.
Whatever you said.
There's no such thing as straight.
There's
DJ
just
is the
less
most straight
gay.
Human you could meet.
Have you seen him and Josh interact?
It's pouring milk.
Speaking of milk.
Please check out Josh's YouTube channel. We have uploaded some fantastically
you
hilarious
videos. You have breathed each other's air.
That deserve to go. I'm sorry?
You breathed each other's air. And you
literally.
Tell me you are straight.
Actually,
Josh, if you break
if,
my wolf, I will end you.
Actually, to be
you.
Totally clear,
I will
that,
also
is
be
a, that is a one-way relationship. He has not breathed in my air yet.
So just your gay.
Are you and Brittany the same
maybe.
Person? I don't know.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Could be.
And
I
for
cannot
context,
wait until after
Chad,
the 7th.
The
latest
Josh.
Your gift is getting here is the 7th, and then I'm going to tweak it a minute. And
I'm like,
gonna get it.
I'm like so excited. I'm like, I'm getting a blanket.
I told you she'd like a blanket.
I'm like,
what kind of blanket?
Star Wars.
Nice.
You are so hyped.
It's a Star Wars blanket.
Also,
she doesn't even know. You don't even know the surprise
I
yet.
Know. I'm like, I'm always under a blanket.
It kills
me. Star Wars.
Also, just for context, Brittany and I have been watching The Mandalorian, which has been the most amazing
no.
show
I'm
to ever
trash.
That
whole
baby
Yoda dies.
I don't. He will die.
Josh is allowed to
this
have
is
his opinions. That being said, it is a show that both Brittany and I
Josh's
have been
Josh's opinion doesn't matter because
been
he doesn't
on
like
the
Star
cusp
Wars.
Of Rise of Skywalker,
not
which has been.
I heard you, by the way.
I'm not spoiling anything. I'm just saying, I'm just giving them context about where we've been and what we
can't
done,
whisper
what
into
seen.
Your little other mic.
I can
yeah.
too. That's why I have it.
Yeah, you definitely
whispering
need to
Whispering is
frowned
upon in this family.
I'm just kidding. What?
Our family is
okay.
Wonderful. So, TJ, since I had to go and tend to the Cody and the Micah.
Did you just become Snape for a second?
I lost
Did
track
you get
of
to
all
finish
existence there.
Your
yes.
story? Okay.
Yes, yes. And then I left as a little detail
of everything as possible.
Of everything, just so.
Because things go public and we try not to name names.
Exactly.
I do understand.
And
I just went
and,
high in the background.
Yeah, yeah, and I just don't want to like name specific groups of people in my life as well, just because it's not like it's not fair to put that on a public platform with
right.
people who don't have context about that.
I will edit you out.
What was that?
The dog is gonna have a phone.
Honestly, if we could put a thumbnail to this podcast, Brittany's death glare, just looking at Josh, and Josh
the
just smiling.
The dog and the
leg like,
will have a new phone.
Can it just be the blog?
Like he
noise?
Just stole the Hope Diamond.
The dog in the lake. Our listeners don't know about the dog in the lake. Seriously?
Wait,
I can't put that.
They don't know about the dog in the lake.
Put what?
Whatever music you're playing. Stop it.
It was in your head.
It's under 10 seconds. You're fine.
Tell them it was all in their heads.
Oh my god.
There's a dog in the lake.
It's a psychology podcast. We can do that.
There's a dog in the lake.
You're hearing shit.
We got an email from the Homeowners Association. Or should I say, I got a forwarded email from my landlord from the Homeowners Association about if we saw a dog floating in the lake, it was fine.
Poor Yeller.
Because they had already contacted Fish and Wildlife, and they said, just leave it.
Dakota.
Nature would take its course.
Can you grab me
So we took
it's
it upon
so
yeah, we took it upon ourselves to try and find said dog and give it a proper Viking funeral. But
we got bored and played Pokemon Go instead.
Yes.
And it's gotten a burrito, it's gotten a gingerbread cookie, it's about to get a new phone.
We're gonna make a raft and actually let it.
No,
on
I have fire. Kayaks.
Oh, okay.
So we were actually just gonna put it in the fire pit, but you know. Same difference. And
you can tell when Riley squeaked. It shows right on the damn recording.
Yep. Yes. You can see Riley's individual sound levels.
Riley can literally pierce the sound barrier.
Anyways, so yes, if you ever hear us refer to giving something to the dog, that means it's going to end up in the lake.
So in other words, don't let your dogs go swimming in Brittany's lake.
Because also, please don't dispose of your deceased pets in bodies of water.
Hey, nobody.
Because
maybe
apparently,
the dog just wandered into the lake.
Nobody. Dogs
are we allowed to get
swim.
Rid of bodies in there
this
too?
Is original.
There's only the last. Tree.
The gators.
If we just start throwing bodies in there, nature's just gonna take its course, right?
Well, apparently the gators don't do a very good job. If there was a dog.
And we never found the dog, so obviously nature did take course.
I don't think so. Gators tend to only eat at dusk and dawn, and they hunt their own prey. They don't eat. They're not scavengers.
No, fishes will sit there and pick it apart.
Yeah, fish will, but you ever tried fishing in that lake?
Either way,
it's not exactly well stocked.
That's the point
if your dog's dead, don't throw it in the lake.
Yeah, don't throw it in the lake.
Set it on fire.
Oh, Fido died.
Obviously, give it a Viking funeral.
Yeet. Yeet the family.
I'm just watching in amazement as Riley put it in
the huh? They're not
good.
I'll finish. He will finish your meat stick.
Oh,
salty.
Sorry.
Salty.
Someone who's ace, you are very unbothered
the
by this.
Ones are not good.
Because it's literally fun to make you
I
all
mean,
uncomfortable
earlier we were all
by
eating
the
Riley's
sexual
pie,
connotation,
so.
Knowing it's not
oh,
sexual at all.
Leave it to her mom!
Welcome to our world.
Whoa, leave my mom out of this, guys.
I want to be the new pie person.
You're the one who brought a pie!
You even your got excited. You said, I'm
but your
good.
Mom's pie was the best and was the creamiest.
Please
actually,
stop.
Your mom's pie was very creamy.
Oh my god.
So creamy. So creamy.
Guys, stop!
That's a bitch!
Like Milcer.
That Pokemon has so much wrong with it!
It's literally what? Just.
You run around
it's literally
it
just milk
creamy.
Without a cup.
It's not.
It's sentient boy milk.
It's sentient cum is what it is.
Boy milk.
The fact
that you actually just said cum.
It's so gross. I literally ran into that Pokemon and was like, no.
I was sitting across the living room and all I heard was, no. And I went, what? She goes, look.
I was so disturbed. Like, I've seen some weird-ass Pokemon.
I wish
this
I
is just
I wish
gross.
I
would have
just gone. Just
who
went
to the couch?
Chair.
I want to sit closer to the
Pick
table.
Pick it up.
That's a lot of fucking work.
Oh my god, Riley, stop being
so
rude.
So fixing the floors after you scratch holes in them. Right?
Oh my god. These tiles have survived so much. So yes, TJ explained the change in his living situation. Midna, no! Poor cat.
That is the most concerned I've seen you in a while. Midna, no!
I saw her getting in that bag and just going over. I thought she was done for.
Minda.
Now she's just like, Minda,
no.
She
are you dead?
She's like, alright, I'm out.
She's I quit.
Like, she's like, let that, me go. That's release
exactly
me into
how
the
I
wild.
This to look.
Alright, so who wants to go next?
I'm gonna do this.
No. Now that's being edited out. That was
she doesn't want to.
That was the tiniest blip.
She doesn't want to. She's gonna have to listen.
She's going to hate that.
Did you just chew? Did you just chew into the mic?
My meat stick.
Ugh.
You unedited just, because she doesn't want to
edit the washboard.
I was going to say, you just pulled a washboard Jesus.
Oh, I got to add some more noises.
Nope.
No. Wait. Does the podcast know washboard Jesus?
No.
I don't know if they do. I think that was post our last podcast.
Yeah.
I think these two are washboard Jesus virgins.
Who?
I'm not.
I was gonna say Dakota
you know,
really isn't,
okay,
but Jesse is a washboard Jesus version.
Cody.
No, not right this second. We're still in the middle of podcasting.
We are. Get and back over here.
We need him to
without the chewing.
Calm the fuck down first.
Yeah. Cody needs some chill time. Cody needs to realize that he is not the subject of all of our anxiety.
Yeah.
He needs to understand that he doesn't have to take all of our mental health issues personally.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of them, and if you do, we'll hear. Good luck, Charlie. Wait.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. And how.
So. It took him a long time to realize that with me. It's going to take him even longer to realize it with you guys.
That it would just be other people in general.
Yes.
Surprisingly, we never clashed.
Your monitor is off.
It's fine.
The screen turned
it's just
on.
Asleep. It's
okay.
Still recording.
Okay, good.
It's bored.
It's bored of us. So, let's see. My life since the last podcast. I believe that I did say I was considering dropping out of school.
Yeah.
I actually did.
It was the second time of her dropping out of school.
No. I've never dropped out of anything before.
I thought that was the second time.
No. Never dropped out of anything before in my life.
I'm so sorry, that sounded like such a Zoomer thing though. I was talking about dropping out of school. I did.
I actually did.
That
was just such a smooth transition.
Yeah.
I actually did drop out of school.
The cat just shit.
Oh, I can smell it.
I'm saying that's a new thing since the last podcast.
That is the newest thing.
We added a new cat box to the house.
Is that Midna?
Right?
Midna takes some
and
bad ones.
Midna does take some really bad ones.
It's
she
stumped
me out of the bathroom like when she first got here.
Let's
she pooped
see.
In the sink.
So we're taking a brief intermission. We'll be back in 20.
It won't take that long.
Bring me
bleach. Oh, I think it won't take that long.
Let's see.
Yeah, no thank you. This is, ooh. No.
I'm
just,
so happy
just
my
no.
nose is stuffy. I can't smell anything.
I can't smell it over
no.
here, so it's going to dissipate pretty fast.
I'm already done with it, but that's because so much time in an animal shelter.
Yeah.
You get shit on enough.
Yeah.
I get shit on by babies, but that's a whole
different smell.
Very different
smell.
Smell.
It's
smell.
A worse smell. Are you kidding? It's so much
okay,
worse.
Okay, Naruto.
It's...
Hey, you know what's better than not being heard in a conversation? Hearing it later on the podcast and being like, Or when you're,
What
editing.
The
fuck? Don't.
Middle finger jinjitsu.
What the actual fuck did I just see? Oh my god. That middle part is pretty disturbing.
I'm dating that.
Hey TJ, which one do you finger your boyfriend with?
Josh. Which one did he use?
He couldn't tell.
All fingering.
We've moved past that.
Oh, good God.
Just imagine a jar of Crisco and
God, that fucking shit.
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable.
Or a pan of cookie dough.
You asked.
We've covered a lot of ground.
Except I don't know what actually we caught.
What we did cover.
Like it cut out at like 23 minutes.
Oh no, really?
So I don't know what we actually got.
Aww.
So let's see.
So when your computer fell asleep, it...
I don't know. I honestly don't know what it did and did not catch.
That's not
creepy. That is more similar to Battle Block.
So let's see. No.
And you, like, it doesn't show you.
To the platform.
I got it now. I just restarted it.
You get certain abilities, and you have to go.
Okay, so it's like a 2D platformer, but you're doing dungeons.
Yeah. It's dungeon diving, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we really lost, like, all the podcast.
I don't know how much we lost of it.
Well, you said it only recorded 23 minutes, so it's, like, at least an hour gone.
Probably. Yeah.
Well,
Riley actually did call that one.
What?
When the screen fell asleep.
Oh.
I thought that was TJ.
What was it?
He pointed out that the screen stopped recording, and I was like, just watch it stop recording or something.
Oh, gotcha. I thought you pointed out.
I wonder if that's caught on the podcast before it cuts off.
That would be fucking hysterical.
For dying words.
Although,
no.
Although I am going to say I do need to get home.
Okay.
Because I'm still watching the dog, I'm going to stay right there. I will be at church tomorrow.
Okay.
What
service?
I don't know how I'm getting to
church. I'm thinking...
You can stay the night here.
Huh? Is that kind of what you're thinking too, or sooner?
No, we were thinking third.
Okay, yeah, that's when I'll be there.
You don't have any shit with me to
stay. Can you get your mom to come to church tomorrow?
Possibly.
There you go.
Okay, well, but anyway, guys... It's been fun. I hope we have more of that podcast, but someone tells me we may need to record again. Maybe.
Who knows? We can attempt it again later if I don't have enough.
Yeah, but
I'm going to follow him out, though.
But this this was kind of a nice exercise to kind of get us back in the groove of things. Kind of give us an idea of how we want to,
you
know.
You don't even get to play the card game with us.
I'm sorry.
Are we still doing this, or is everybody leaving?
Well, I mean, I just have to leave because I'm watching my parents' house, and my dog just can't be left alone. It's just how they raised him.
I couldn't leave mine, so I understand.
Yeah, so it's just one of those things. So, I'll be there, and then on Sunday, I'll be back home. I just gotta wait for them.
My fart flops.
I can't do it. I just got new shoes.
These are old as hell, so there's big gaps in the heels. So it's like armpit farts with my shoes.
Oh, man.
I think you should stay for the card game.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't.
I'm sorry. Which card game are we doing? Are we going to do the most likely two, or are we going
to
do...
We have the new card games.
We have that, too. Oh, my God. We have so many card games.
Indeed. Yeah, we have new phone
games. Can we just play a little bit of all of them?
That's asking a lot from somebody who hasn't slept in, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
Don't roll your eyes at me, bitch.
I didn't roll my eyes. I closed my eyes.
She's and rolled them in my head.
The dog is going to get a new pair of shoes.
Please stop.
That's worse than the thigh thing.
Yeah. I'd honestly take the thigh thing over this.
Oh.
The thigh thing?
When he claps his thighs together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the thunder clap.
It's because it doesn't happen as rapidly.
It can.
How about we don't?
I don't think you can keep it up that long, though.
Okay, so later I will see how much of the podcast we have.
We'll talk fine budgeting soon, because to go to your right, I do think we need to kind of jump on that sooner rather than later.
Has it stopped?
Yeah. We're just going to go with our best guess of where we left off. So, I know for a fact that we did include TJ's talk about what had happened in his life.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Maiko. Hey, we're okay.
Jason Garrett signed with the Giants as the offensive coordinator.
Then I think it would have been Riley, right? Talking about your hospital. Hey,
Daddy. I know we at least had briefly mentioned Riley. I don't know if we had gotten anything in depth. And I know that we lost all of Dakota. Dakota was just lost.
Yes.
But now you are found, and we're doing it again.
We're doing it
again.
Nope, still lost.
I'm not asking about your present mental state. I'm talking about the recording of you.
Cool. Wait, are we actually recording already?
Yes.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, you just realized.
Yes.
Hello.
Wow.
So we are, of course, joined by our group, same as last time, with the addition of my son, Micah. Micah, say hi. And my husband Cody is over somewhere on the couch. Yeah. Cody, shout hi. Hi. There you go.
Hi.
He's over there.
Hopefully it's
intense inhale.
Yeah, that's Cody's. That's Cody's.
So quiet.
Yeah, introduction to, of himself. Anyways, so who wants to describe? Hi, Cody.
Wait, what?
No, it's still going, guys.
No,
you're fine.
No, it was a full line of black, and then
yes,
it all disappeared.
Yes, it continues on a clean screen as
Let's
it records.
Hope.
It scrolls over.
Listen,
it continues recording.
All
you
then.
Don't understand
hey,
how dogs
I
work.
I called it last time.
No, it didn't stop where you'd stopped. I have a recording of you saying, your screen went black, watch, hey, now it's not recording. And a full, like, 20 minutes after that, okay?
And then it stopped recording.
Yes. Okay. So you can just chill past. Because you don't know what you're talking about when it comes
stop
to
recording in 20 minutes
this
again.
Kind of stuff.
You might have a timer stop on there if you haven't checked for that yet.
This program that I'm using is not that intelligent.
Oh, okay.
I'm okay, Micah. Thank you.
See, I made the mistake of going to college for music, so I have software that I don't need.
I had software
yeah.
that was nice and customizable.
Now
then
it's hardware.
Then I worked for Panera for 7 months and couldn't afford any of it anymore.
Right when it gets quiet, of course.
That's good for you.
Hey, Micah, if you're all done with your sandwich, you should go to bed.
Be gone. What?
Yep, you can wash your hands in the bathroom. And then go to bed. Good night, I love you.
Sorry, I forgot you don't like that word.
I'm not a particular fan of any words in general that are degrading to females.
Oh, I was going to be like, words at all.
I mean, men can be thoughts.
Do not wipe your sweat on me.
Do I feel warm?
No, you feel sweaty.
No, you're fine. You don't have a fever. You're still participating in this podcast.
Broads these days.
Oh my god. No,
yeah,
sir.
The darkness.
Dude, no, sir.
Turn the light on.
Turn the light back on.
I have a migraine.
Good for you. Okay. So, Dakota, explain your life in the last couple of months.
Alrighty.
Where do we begin?
At the beginning. And when you come to the end,
I was born.
Stop.
First, there
the
was
first
light.
Problem.
No.
I was born, there's the first problem.
She's got a fair point. Oh, we lost all the stuff about the fight, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Mm. Oof.
I have none of you talking.
Wow, we gotta take it way back.
Yep.
Alright.
I'm sorry.
Take it away.
It's all good. I didn't think I'd be doing that much thinking tonight. So.
That's because you forgot about the podcast.
Yeah. Well, I guess we gotta go all the way back to, what was that, 3-4 months ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Damn. This was just before Halloween, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you weren't sure about a costume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, put it lightly, I guess, or straightforward. Stepfather got into a large fight with my mother, just yelling and stuff like that. Then he decided to attack her by when she went into the bathroom, kicking the door in on her. So, yeah, hitting her with the door, destroying the door frame, then claiming that he was doing it for her own safety. So, created a lot of tension in the house, to say least. Parents were going to get a divorce for what felt like a week or two. And they decided they want to fix everything, but for obvious reason, kind of struggling with that whole stepfather thing. Even though he wants to play all buddy-buddy because they fixed everything in their eyes. Firm believer in any abuse is not okay or reversible. But to each their own with that. Then I guess fast forward a couple of months, still working with Panera.
Despite all of our attempts to get out.
We've all tried. Some of us have succeeded.
I've succeeded.
No.
Two.
Josh
went in and out.
Josh just stopped going.
Yeah.
That's because they only scheduled him like three times and he just didn't show up like the fourth time.
He straight up smash and dashed
Josh
frickin' Panera.
Josh was just like, nah, man.
Hey, I got my free meals.
That's true. You got your free training
and got
meals.
Him to give me two more bonus training days, so that was two more free meals than I was supposed to get. Bam,
you're
take
like,
that system.
You're like, yo, I just got food. What are
Josh,
you doing, Brittany?
I am putting oil on
my
gauges because I gauged up today, bitch.
All right, thank you.
Quarter.
Shut up. I'll take that quarter because she's being rude about my gauges.
I wasn't being rude.
I
100%
thought you were
going to
say it again.
I was asking a genuine question. I thought it was perfume at first.
Yes, I'm putting perfume
Listen.
On my very sore, stretched ears.
I didn't know you stretched your ears.
Do these look like the same gauges I was wearing yesterday?
Does it look like I can see your ears from here?
Whatever. I was wearing my opal plugs yesterday, and today I'm wearing turquoise tapers. Pay attention.
It's me.
We got
I don't
a
pay attention
over here.
To shit.
Shut the fuck up, okay?
I don't pay attention to shit.
I know. Riley.
Beans. We all know.
Beans.
Beans. That's
beans.
What could you
rare Spider-Man
stop.
3 beans edition?
Could you stop?
Really beans. Rare collector's
that is
edition.
Inappropriate.
That's
beans,
really gross.
Beans. Oh. It's in the beans.
Beans.
So for a split second, I thought that was candy corn on the screen.
We're literally like, all saying beans.
No, but
candy corn.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, on the picture, it looked like, from a distance, like, I knew it was beans, but it had the appearance of candy corn. You just have to kind of look deeper, and then
you know
see beans.
You know what kind of beans these are?
They're beans.
They're candy
beans and
corn.
Candy
Fuck
corn
you.
Have no correlation.
Anyway.
Candy
beandy
corn is orange and yellow.
Me and the boys
beans
at 2 a.m. looking for
beans.
Candy corn.
What color are beans?
What?
Brown.
And orangish, which would look
beans.
Like in there.
No.
Oh my god.
Just.
Anyways,
just
so
continue.
Dakota has still been working for Panera, has not escaped like Josh and I.
And I mean, I'm making some decent progress. I feel like a favorite child there. I mean, I'm
Sounds
Brittany can
much.
Probably vouch for this. I'm one of like six people that actually gets hours.
It's true. It is true. And you've been promoted kind of twice.
Yeah, twice now.
Like a semi-promotion and then a real promotion.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a thing. Me and TJ are moving out together. I'm not sure if we got any of this. Originally, it was going to be me, Josh, and TJ all moving out together.
But Josh will have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Josh doesn't sure have to.
Or not.
It's still your turn.
Micah.
Yeah.
Why are you
so now me and TJ will be moving out together here pretty soon.
Yes.
We had covered TJ changing his living situation.
Yes.
We hadn't covered the rest.
Yeah, we hadn't gotten to the part where we're actually moving forward with this whole moving process.
Our own home acquisition.
Yeah, so that's still in process. Still, you know, some things to figure out with that, but
most definitely. So, I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Dakota got a girl.
Dakota did got a girl.
Hey,
Dakota, cool.
And she is cool. She hangs out with us.
Yeah.
I don't like her.
We haven't scared her off yet, man. She's
well,
a
we
kind of,
by definition, scared her off tonight.
Yeah, we kind of did, but
Sort of, not too bad.
But she struggles with anxiety like the rest of us.
Yeah,
so.
We have all scared ourselves out of here before.
That is
so
also very
yep.
true.
Literally, we scared my husband Cody out of the room
before we even started.
Oh. Mm-hmm. He's no, gone. But literally the first time I met her, by the end of the night, I was like, I like you.
Yeah.
Like, she's, you are approved.
She's pretty cool. I mean.
And she still pulls off a pixie haircut like a boss.
Right?
And
I know.
I'm jealous.
How many girls can pull off short hair?
And not look like
not
a Karen.
Me.
True. But
I
she
feel like you would pull off a short haircut, in all honesty.
I've done it in the past,
Josh,
and I won't do it again.
Busting.
Like a pixie cut?
Yeah.
PSA,
it was a punishment for cutting my own bangs.
Apparently.
I feel like you would.
Oh
off,
dear
though.
God!
Like all spiked up and cool.
Nah.
Means.
I feel like you could do it.
I'm
I
good.
Hate you.
I cannot.
I have
do short
a small
hair.
Face, so
oh, that's why I feel like you could do
I'd
it.
I'd rather not. It will make me look smaller.
It'll make her look butch too.
But then there's me who like if
I
had
butch.
No hair,
true.
It's like all neck and all ears. It's just bad.
I'm all neck and ears.
No, but I mean for real.
That's true. You do have a very long neck.
Yeah, you are.
A you
long
could
neck.
Pull off some badass jewelry with a long neck, though.
Dude,
true.
I need to get more cool ass, like gothic style jewelry.
What is
gothic,
happening in the
like
group
that
chat?
Style. I'm just too poor
Josh
for
is,
that style.
Posting.
My watch doesn't show photos. It
my
just
watch has
says
been
sent
dead
a photo.
For like 8 hours now.
I actually don't know where my phone is. Again, and it's making noise today, and I still misplaced it.
Probably should just keep it on ring from now on. Just
you should just
so
not have a phone.
Don't you have the thing on your watch? The Find My Phone?
I don't know if this one does it.
I know this one. This watch does. My mom last night when we were at...
Holy fuck!
No.
Could you not?
That is such a hard no.
That's
just
such
to edit that later.
Merry she's Christmas. Just gonna she's just gonna cut
that
out the
spike on the mic though.
It's
that
terrible.
Is ear rape. My mom literally said last night when we were at the ER, which we will get to that, she was like, if your watch is wrong and we're at the ER for no reason, I'm making you throw the watch away. And I looked at her and went, fuck no. I'm like, it does other things, and she's like, we will throw it away. And I'm like, no the fuck.
It's like your mom with the vape. Be like,
gah.
Fuck off, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer. Okay.
No, please. It is officially fuck off, Boomer. I'm sorry.
Fuck you, Boomer.
I still do occasionally vape. I don't vape as often as I used to.
But seriously, your mother is a
but like my mom being like, I will throw away your vape if you even touch that thing. And I'm like, Mom, I still own it. I obviously still use it every once in a while.
Honestly, though, the CBD, I've been using it a lot more since all the autoimmune issues have flared up, and it helps.
It just, like
obviously, I still have cysts in my hands, I still get muscle spasms, but, like, the stomach issues, like, the skin issues, like, the numbness and the tingling, way better. Like,
the biggest thing that helps me stop... I will
don't
pop
do
it,
Josh. I'll stab model. It. I have knives. I have like two of them right here.
Princess.
The biggest thing that helps me
you're
now.
Well,
like
excuse
now,
me.
Now that I work at a job that does test a lot of patients that I never thought would be tested, it honestly helps with a lot of anger. Like it keeps me calmer. But I honestly use the tincture more than I do.
Yeah. Midna will burst your bubble.
I use the tincture now a lot more than I do the vape.
Coffee.
This one's for your big head. This one's for your little one.
No, that's for the big ball. That's for the little ball.
What?
Your balls are the same size. What?
Are they?
Wait, are they? No.
I don't want to have this conversation.
One just hangs a little lower so they're not gay.
Not gay if the balls
5 centimeters apart.
What the
or
fuck?
Chilling 5 centimeters apart because they're not gay.
Not gay if the balls don't touch.
5 centimeters apart because we're
what
not
the,
gay.
What the fuck?
Two dudes.
It's
two
a toxic masculinity thing.
Okay. Well, since I brought up the hospital,
man.
I could talk about the hospital next.
I guess the boys seem like they adequately explained their situations.
Oh,
do you guys feel like you have anything to add?
I may or may not be taunting.
I
mean, no.
Please don't.
She doesn't want the balloon. She wants the string more than
no, she's targeting the balloon now.
There's a noise.
Well, Josh sealed his balloon's fate. The boys are not saying anything, so go ahead, Riley.
Huh?
I said the boys aren't saying anything, so go ahead, Riley.
Well, shockingly, I was in the hospital again.
Surprise!
She died again.
She died and came back again.
Die again. It wasn't that close to death. I didn't get admitted. Basically, the dumb way to explain what SVT is, which is apparently what I have, is my heart gets too excited, it gets fast, and then it slows down. So basically, I just have irregular heartbeat, which is just annoying and not life-threatening. So, yay.
Right. And easily treatable if necessary.
It's just weird and annoying.
Speaking of a regular heartbeat, I need my other energy drink.
It literally hit 160 yesterday, and within 4 minutes, it was back down to 75.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm just gonna die. It's cool.
No.
I've accepted my fate.
If you pee on my luggage, I'll pee on your house.
Hold up, wait.
His house is my house.
I'll pee on your house.
You just screw it on. The batteries are dead.
Sorry. God damn it.
I wish you could see Brittany's face.
Nobody can see my face, but it's definitely a mom face.
It's not just a mom face, it's a disapproving mom face.
Dude, speaking of fucking moms, not my actual mother, my coworker.
Them
today.
Messing with my recordings.
My coworker today, I was telling her, I'm like, man, before I go over to my friend's house tonight, I'm gonna need, like, an espresso or something. And she looks at me and she goes, yeah, because that'll be good for your heart. Guess what I'm drinking right now?
Something
you,
that's not
Aaron.
Good for your heart.
These nuts.
Honestly, though, caffeine does affect your heart rate.
I know.
That is Riley's heart, you are correct. Error.
Error
404.
Heartbeat not found.
Heartbeat not found, yeah.
Well, basically what it is your heart going, oh, we're exercising now?
It's
okay.
Oh, you're excited?
Because
same. I want to move my Win32 file to the trash bin.
160 is around where it would be if you were, like, running excessively.
Yeah,
can
and I was... Well, and then here's the thing, too, which was funny. Literally the entire night I was
sorry.
In the hospital, my heart rate was normal. It was at 75, 80. It was pretty chill. And then the second they said I could go home, it shot up to 105, and they just look at the heart monitor, they look at me, and they go, that's you getting excited. And I'm like, I fucking hate my life.
You just need to not get so excited anymore. Just be bored for a change.
See, it's almost impossible for my heart rate to raise. Because, like, I did cardio training for so long. I will stab the balloon. I swear to God.
You gave it to me.
My son gave it to you because I already had to buy a dozen balloons. So Micah went, we should get one for Josh.
Oh, he's a sweet boy.
He got you a princess balloon.
I love it.
He knows you too well.
Yes.
He just knows that you're royalty.
No, he knows that he likes pink.
Yeah.
So Micah had to get him a pink balloon. But yes.
So yeah, that's my life. I'm not allowed to be excited anymore because my heart rate decides to scream.
You should honestly cut most cholesterol out of your diet, most caffeine, and most sugars.
Cocaine is definitely a no-no.
Yeah, cocaine's definitely out of the question.
Sugar, I'm planning on cutting down a lot now.
Most stimulants. I would avoid most stimulants.
Like,
no amphetamines.
Like, when it comes
no
to coffee,
all.
I'm obviously going to still drink coffee in the morning. And I'm only having coffee tonight because I was up till 2 a.m. and I wanted a personality for the podcast.
Hey, I was up till 2 a.m. Actually,
I'm almost
were, but you weren't in an
two.
ER having panic attacks like every 20 minutes.
I was
that's my life.
Laying on a deflated mattress
minus
that
the
cost
ER.
$1,000.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
My grandma got me a Sleep Number bed for Christmas.
Oh,
bless
yeah.
her heart. It was amazing.
How is it?
And they delivered it on Monday.
and they set it up, and it worked okay until we went to lay in it. And they have two chambers because we got a king, and Steve sleeps on the left, and I sleep on the right. Mm-hmm. So when I laid down, it went, and his is fine. And then now it won't inflate, or it randomly inflates to 100 and then lowers down to 0.
Inflate? Because it's a sleep number. So it what it does is it, like, it can, you can adjust the firmness. So what it did is
so
decided.
So you just have a squish.
Well, it's supposed to be a smart bed, and I have a very dumb bed because it
decided. I didn't think that would have a squish.
I didn't think that was that funny.
Fucking squish.
You have a squish. It's not a deflated.
I didn't even say that. It's a squish.
On the next episode,
I didn't
Riley will know more words.
I didn't even think that was that funny of a comment, and you guys just fucking died.
It's
a squish.
For fuck's sake, it's a squish.
I wasn't meaning to be that funny.
There goes the wedding.
It's a window.
The wedding? Where's the ring?
One ring.
Alright? The
rings I like are
don't
like
glare at me like that.
The rings I like are only like $500. They're not that expensive.
Yeah,
not that
I don't
expensive.
Have $500. I'm about to take like a
yeah, we're about to
hey,
like.
You get $600 in savings.
That's
do you
for
not know
house.
What we're having to put for a home, Riley? For somewhere to live.
That leaves you $100. Let's go buy a cardboard box.
I think he should just get you one of those rings out of those like quarter machines.
I told him to get you. I told him to get you a ring pop.
I just thought of Deadpool. Where were you keeping that?
If the ring is the most important thing, that is wrong.
Agreed.
I agree because my intention is to
my
marry
engagement
her
ring
regardless
was off
of
Amazon.
Of the status of her ring.
So
I know a lot of people.
My
see
wedding
that.
Band.
So
however.
I can, so
yeah.
Custom
so Riley,
band.
Imagine this. Imagine I never proposed to you. I just show up with a white dress one day. And it's like, hey, come on.
We're
hey,
going
mom.
To the courthouse.
That'd be bomb as fuck.
It's like, nope, we're doing it right now.
A proper Costco wedding.
Wait, no, I'm not ready, TJ.
I
want to
pick
you
my
better
dress,
be.
Though. You can be like, hey, we're going to go wedding dress shopping today. Let's go. And I'll be like, all right. We're
no,
going
he's
to
just
going to
show up with a dress from Wish.
Oh my fucking
gosh.
God. It won't fit.
It'll
no.
have a giant.
Literally, my mom buys
yeah.
extra larges from Wish and gives that shit to me, who is
yeah,
an extra,
extra
small.
Larges, dude. Oh. That's not how you do that.
Would you like
just
my
get scissors and look
Legend
and
of Zelda letter opener?
Mini knife.
Tactical it's not
knife.
Technically mini.
No, just use a cactus behind you.
Cactus.
I'm not ready.
That's a switchblade.
Give me.
Or butterfly knife.
Is that
TJ?
I was
going to
say, it's mine.
Please.
It is Zelda.
It's gorgeous.
It's
is it actually
master
sharp?
Master sword. It's not sharpened.
It's
I can
so
sharpen
legal
it if
I
want to.
I love it.
They're not legal. You can buy them.
TJ is
butterfly
so jealous.
Switchblades are not legal to carry.
Switchblades. Which are spring-loaded are
yeah.
illegal.
You can still have
wait,
them.
Is
I
there,
mean,
is there a difference? You're that?
Yeah, no,
it's
a
apparently
line.
You
that's
can
for,
get it from
if
Wish.
And then you catch
that
the other
side.
Yeah,
Kyle
yeah.
got
me.
I thought those were
illegal. It is a Legend of Zelda engraved handle.
I mean, I know how
it's
to do
it. It's just
a
good thing that it's not sharp.
Mm-hmm. Replica.
It's just good that
yeah.
it's not sharp.
No, it's a
Josh
letter
is
opener.
Like, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah,
no, it's wobbly.
No,
yeah.
yeah, it's not tightened at all.
That is a Wish knife if I have ever seen one.
But it's pretty.
Is it from Wish?
Yeah,
more,
Kyle got it for me from Wish.
I love it. I
it's more decorative and ceremonial than it is, like,
mm-hmm.
actually useful.
You this aren't at church gorgeous. Ever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because TJ had to do altar services last week.
There goes
my
eye.
Slept.
Shaky.
Trying
somebody's
to turn
high.
The sword to the stone.
First of
sword
all,
sword of the stone.
I do just want to look at it. I don't know how to use this switchblade. I just want to see what it looks
that's
like.
That's not a switchblade.
It's
a butterfly.
Like whatever the fuck it's called.
No,
it
those are two very
like
different
like
things.
Butterfly.
My favorite is the one
go,
that's like this big,
and,
and he pushes the buttons like, shum. It's like the giant.
Don't mouth. Pretend shank me. I'll pretend shank you. You have no idea the pretend shanks that are coming. Oh.
Stupid ass dark game. That's such
okay,
a
we
I'm
had a
boring.
Lot of fun in class, okay?
That's
it
such
pissed
a...
our professors off, so don't you make fun
no.
of my dark game.
Literally, the dark game is the definition of we're bored in college, so.
Do you want to stab it?
Pissed.
Not yet.
Our professors off.
Oh.
Nah. It probably wouldn't pop anyways. Shit. It's hard for shit.
It feels better when you're the one doing it.
So, did we have other updates?
Probably.
No.
I mean, I got a new job.
You did. Oh, yeah, I got another job, too.
Did you get
the job? Did you not see the chat?
Do I ever?
Touche. No, they gave me a job on the spot. I was the only one out of the 12 they interviewed that they gave a job on the spot.
Excuse me.
Got mine on the spot, too.
Yay. I love it.
We're
likable
people. Because
that's how my job was.
No, because we have to disguise everything we actually are.
I'm already basically hired in North Dakota, and they don't even know what I look like.
Awesome.
Let's do this.
Yeah. Oh no. They said on average their nights you make about $250 to $290
I've never seen you in an interview. All I know is
and it is guaranteed at least 3 days a week. For night shifts, some days are required.
And I was in Christie's class.
So it's like every Sunday you will be
For the working.
Well, like, I am
super excited. Plus, I will no longer be doing openings at Panera.
I think I did the tour the day I was with Christie. I was a very short working interview.
Yeah, she's already been taking them. So I might just be running dishes, but I'll be getting paid as a minor management position. So
there you go.
Talking
I could care less.
And then throwing me into the class that I wanted to work with.
Awesome.
And actually, she saw how I interacted with the kids, and she was like,
"Yeah."
Is it
a serving position?
Yeah.
She's like, "You immediately went in there and
it's on the beach."
The kids already, and I'm like, "I like kids.
You'll make
like
bomb ass money
like,
serving tables
Mom.
On the beach."
And I'm like,
"I need to pick them up." So I picked them up, and then he proceeded
all you have to do is be friends and smile and wait.
Because that's what Josiah does.
I'm good at that.
That's just the same.
I know you are.
I wore a black dress to my interview because you couldn't tell.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to make extra income by offering tutoring services, so, you know, that's always fun. And
why don't you try and get with one of those, like, companies, like Kumon?
Kumon?
You can even do online tutoring.
Like, come on.
Like,
yeah, like, Kumon. They actually, like, they're a company. Children go there, like, after school for tutoring services.
I actually have there's a private company I know the owner of. Her name's Victoria. I could actually get you a job there. It's the Victoria Preparatory School.
Where's that?
It's a private tutoring. So it's getting you tutored for like SATs and fixing up basic language barrier, like small stuff, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want your vape in my coffee.
Oh, boo-hoo. Like, it's going to corrupt your coffee.
It literally just seeped right into my coffee cup. I feel violated. It's the first time I violated you. I had to.
It was coming eventually. You worked together.
Just let her play
with it. She's coming out of her shell. She got high.
Oh, my God. Minna!
No, I don't want my vape to fall. That's why I didn't want that.
Minna got the balloon.
Well, that's why you have to move first.
Gotta be faster than the Minna.
Why don't you just cut a little piece of the string off and give her a little piece of the string so she's satisfied?
Yes.
I don't remember who I told at work, but I told someone at work that I, like,
but yeah,
the coworker I hang out with.
So, I got a job at a psychiatrist's office.
And I'm like,
I am now working at Scrubs every day.
She's the only one I like enough to actually hang out with.
Poor
Fever.
You said that you want this one?
I don't remember even who I was talking to. I think I was talking to Christy.
Don't grab my balls.
Just like,
I'll grab what I want.
Oh my God, hang out with
that's
Kim.
That's
going
to be
like,
the middle.
Kim has kids.
No, I'm sure it's so important.
So one last thing we've really got to cover, the reason we are all gathered here tonight.
You should text me those crazy.
We gather here today.
We are gathered here today.
For Brittany's stepdad's birthday. Happy birthday, Chad.
His name's Brian?
Chad.
Alex
Watson.
That's
I'm
the most
feeling a little mushy in here, so I call people by their own names on purpose.
I couldn't remember. He's Chad.
He's not a Chad.
He's
Chad.
Is your dad a total Chad?
He is the most metro person that when my mom met him, she genuinely thought he was gay, like enough to let him sleep in her bed.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, Brady.
That was
honestly, though,
and then there was a Brittany. No.
I would assume that he was
that's
maybe gay.
Step.
Yeah, he's my stepdad. He's my mom's third husband.
Gotcha.
Three of those are amateur numbers.
I would assume.
Those are rookie numbers. You gotta get those up.
My grandma's at like 6.
At some point, you have to question who it is. Anyways, why we are gathered today is not because I had to be late to this gathering because
that was mandatory.
I'm a bad daughter, and it's mandatory, and I had to go and take care of some things for my mom's event tonight for my stepdad. But because it's Josh's going away event.
Everybody's celebrating that I'm leaving.
It's not a party to celebrate that he's going away. It is a gathering to show him how much he means to us.
Nope, there will be another party tomorrow night that I'm gone.
I was thinking more like scavenging time while we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting together.
Yeah.
Because how often is all of us actually together? Like, Jesse's never available, ever.
I'm sorry, my mom is getting brain surgery and insurance is going crazy.
She also lives in the middle of fuck nowhere.
30 minutes away.
So, yeah, it's hard to get Jesse here. Dakota's busy with his new girl sometimes.
Yes, and plus, I'm going to be busy with my new job, too.
Plus, TJ and Dakota go house hunting.
Yeah.
So, it's been hard to gather everybody, but tonight was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Josh,
I'm playing with my weenie.
God damn it.
It's just a Midna. She's cute.
So, brief intermission. The Mandalorian Season 2 confirmed for Fall 2020 release.
That's...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been like we've all known
Disney
that.
Plus users knew that.
I use Disney Plus, I just never called the damn app.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a personal problem. Apps. I mean, you can just use my login.
By the way, I have... No, I don't do that to people. I'm the one who people do that to.
Oh, everybody does it to me.
Use her Netflix account. I've done it for like 3 years.
And my Disney Plus.
Can I use your Amazon for my apps on my phone? I'm not sure what I have up there yet.
I have this Dollar Tree Disney meme game. Do you want it?
Oh, yeah. We have a meme game.
Nice. I don't know about it. It came in a little box. My friend got it for me.
It's literally like a box this big. It's weird.
It's like this big. It's a little meme game. It's just cards.
Mm. Oh, sure. Apparently I'm starting a collection.
Okay.
Right.
My mom sent us apparently a duplicate of the game that we played the other day.
Most likely two and drunk, sober, or...
Yeah, drunk, sober, or stoned. Yeah.
It's the exact same
game. Literally all of the exact same cards.
Exact same packaging, exact same writing. It's
just titled a different... It's literally just titled a different...
We felt cheated.
It's all connected.
Why are you breaking the balloon?
I'm not.
It's the string for...
The string.
You broke it.
No, I didn't.
Just feed it to the cat.
You're a savage.
Sorry. You, TJ,
so yes, we are here to celebrate the Josh and everything that he has been to us. So everybody go around the table and say something nice about Josh.
I like memes.
Damn.
No, I got my brain just stopped. I was just playing.
I didn't know where we were starting.
Pocket pool.
You're such a boomer.
What? Did you say pocket pool?
He did say pocket pool. Yeah. I think I went, wow, are we in the 90s?
That's a masturbation joke.
Oh, man.
Alright, anyway.
Goddamn it, Josh.
Wait, let's
what do you guys call it?
If we're gonna do this, we gotta do it right. Let me see your knife. If everybody's gonna say something, they gotta say it after a hit of helium.
I am not hitting the helium.
You have to just do a really tiny slitter, otherwise it's just gonna...
I know.
Can I do the screeching?
It's a foil balloon, so it'll just be a small incision.
It'll be a minor surgery.
You're just doing fucking surgery.
Fail.
I have that exact same knife.
I have two of them.
All right, who's going first?
Obviously Dakota.
Okay. Oh God.
And I'm panicking. He's like.
So I guess I just sound like a gay man now. My voice is so deep normally that it just raises me to a different level of normal.
Just raises you to another octave.
Well, I guess most of all, you've been really helpful to me. Just in the way you've been there for me to talk to a lot. We've had a lot of deep conversations, and you really helped me open up and realize what a real friend was. Because I think between you and Brittany, you two are the ones I've talked to the most often, just off of how often I see you all.
Well, I always enjoy our conversations. I'm glad I can be there.
It was very enjoyable, and I definitely will not stop talking to you just because you're moving.
Good. You better not.
And I will be getting a Nintendo Switch here soon enough.
Yeah! Join the club!
Yeah.
You will be added to the Poke Chat.
Where is this lit? Okay, there we go.
But what if I try to talk like Barry White?
It won't matter. You'll be typing.
What?
Never mind.
I was just talking about
the helium.
It's not hitting me either. This helium is weak.
It's Dollar Store.
Yeah. Oh. Like I've told you before, I like the fact that every time I'm in a really shitty mood, you somehow manage to make me laugh saying stupid ass shit.
Beans.
So, that's... I just ripped the string off.
At least it was after you cut it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm bad at giving compliments.
Well, thank you.
I'm also disappointed in this helium.
I get it.
I wanted to sound like a stupid fucking chipmunk. I hope none of you have AIDS.
I can't get AIDS.
Super AIDS.
I have syphilis, as I'm actually not.
So I haven't known you very long, but you have always made me feel like part of the gang, and always made me feel right at home, and I really mean it. You're a really nice dude, awesome dude, and I really hope you find what you're looking for.
Thank you. I appreciate you. You're a good person. I really didn't. You can't fake going. She actually inhaled it. I actually inhaled it too. I actually squeezed it.
Really?
You were just like... We smoker inhaled it, which is why it changes. We're like, deep parts of the lung.
Come and get higher.
I guess it's my turn, then, huh?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Get it good.
So inhale on the slit.
It's a little silver line on the...
Oh, the cranium?
Yeah.
Okay.
Passes out.
You gotta hold it in for a second.
Okay.
Oh!
So,
I want a second.
So,
deal.
Josh, me wanting to see you, like, just being around as just, like, someone I can interact with in person was something I've always wanted for the longest time. And when it finally happened, when you came to Newport Richie, it was like my dream come true.
I wish his voice had
and so it's
like
just
that.
It's just really sad to see you go, because this is the moment I've been waiting for all my life, and it's like, now I have to let that go. So, while it's sad for me, I'm going to take a deep breath now. Okay.
He hit
so,
puberty, guys.
So while I'm sad that you're going, I am happy that you are making a choice to find yourself and to better yourself. And to figure some more things about yourself. And I'm just looking forward to having you back in Newport Richie, because I know that's something you've talked about doing, and not prepared for the car ride to Tampa International. So that's going to be really hard for me, but you know, I know we'll be joining in that together. So I love you, man.
Love you too, bro.
I want a do-over on the balloon. I didn't get to sound like a chipmunk.
It's Brittany's turn.
Nope.
I'm not going to touch the helium. Wow. Sorry, guys.
She's a germaphobe.
Yep.
That's
true.
Okay.
Breathe.
Not all of it.
Wait. But Josh wants to inhale the
Don't
helium, so save some for Josh.
Sorry, I wanted to enjoy it a little bit.
I get it.
Okay. So, Josh, I know that we joke about being brother and sister, but literally having you here was like having my brother back.
Uh-huh.
I think everybody can agree that you and Xander would most definitely get along.
It would be
scary
to have them in the same room.
I think you would be annoyed at Xander.
You would want to punt Xander into the lake with the dog.
He wasn't
dog.
So bad while he was here.
he wasn't
normal.
That person.
When I met him...
He was normal that day.
I think the first time I met him, he started going off about a hat.
Well, apparently it was because he got it all out of his system at Panera, so...
About shouting about boomers.
Oh, no, it was the first time I met
him. Oh, yes,
him.
The
he
boomers.
Thought
that being surrounded by boomers.
In the middle of our Panera, yes.
All I know is the first time I met Xander, I wanted him to walk to the marathon we were driving to, so...
Yes, but it literally was like having my brother back, and I very much enjoyed that annoyance slash endearing personality, and it's been a lot of fun, and I'm glad that we were able to help you, and I'm glad that you have become part of the family, because I'm all about found family. You guys all know that, but I really like to show it, because I'm not a very emotional person, so I have a hard time saying things or expressing things, so I like to do things. So being able to do something and show you guys that I mean what I say when I say that I am here for you, I literally am. You need to live in my house for 6 months or 6 weeks, do it. We're here, we're family. And so I really do hope that North Dakota is what you need and that it does what you need it to do. So.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are my family now.
Yeah. All right. Inhale your helium.
Suck.
Give the slit the good suck.
Oh, God. Please stop. The ace is uncomfortable.
Suck harder.
Squeeze.
You gotta curse now. You gotta curse at that, high voice.
Fuck.
And
I got
thus
that was a lot.
Thus concludes the gathering of the squeeps.
Squeeps.
Wait, hold on.
Speech.
Riley's like, what?
Sit, boo boo, sit. Good dog.
Yeah.
Long live the king.
Okay. Long live the squeeps.
Slim
this has been your Life Sucks podcast.
But whatever,
thank you for joining us. We'll see you again next time.
What time?